many of us, salmon are just another type of fish we might eat. But to the people of Alaska, this is a fish that may have even a spiritual meaning. The story of the salmon and their swim up and down the rivers in Fairbanks is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Phil Deischer helps operate stern wheelers that ply the river waters around Fairbanks, Alaska. Each summer and fall, he will see plenty of salmon heading upriver to spawn.
Typically, the salmon come out of the Bering Sea. It takes them about a month to reach this part of Alaska. We're by air 400 air miles. By river, we're 1,200 miles from the coast. And so the salmon swim that entire distance.
The salmon are just passing through town, so to speak. It's all a part of their life cycle.
They start at the headwaters of a clearwater stream like Chena, which is our main river in Fairbanks. Clearwater, gravel beds, salmon lay their eggs. The adult salmon die. I mean, that is their one shot. And the carcasses wash up on the beach and seagulls eat them and bears eat them and they rot. And it doesn't wash through town. People wonder, what about all these salmon washing through town?
In a few years, these salmon will be back through Fairbanks.
Then the little salmon swim 1,200 miles through the river system all the way down to the Bering Sea and into the North Pacific, and they mature. And then 4 to 7 years later, they make their way all the way back to the same stream where they started, and they spawn and they die, and the little salmon turn around and go back and do the whole thing over again.
Phil says some of these salmon will be harvested and sent to places in the lower 48. However, the fish is revered by natives of the state and remains an important part of their daily lives.
For the native people, this is their primary source of food is out of the river. The native people in interior Alaska also rely on caribou and moose for their meat. So they're large, large game animals. But the people who live on subsistence live off the land very much the way their ancestors did.
Traveling the countryside in Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.